here's the thing you've got to do, all right? I want you to practice this. I want you to go out and do 10-second increments of choice. Okay, what would I like to do now? Now, I got to this place where I literally could sit there and watch television all day long, but I didn't watch it. I just flipped channels. And I could flip channels for 2 hours without having a single solitary blink in my universe. And I went, okay, you know what? I got to learn to choose. So I went out into the yard, and I went, okay, if I was, you know, choosing my life, in this 10 seconds, what would I choose? I'll choose to smell that flower. So I go over and I smell the flower. Now what would I choose? And I taught myself how to choose by choosing in 10-second increments. You have to teach yourself to choose. Use 10-second increments of choice to create choice, please. Okay?
Yeah, you have to, at this point, you have to actually create choice. In other words, it is one of your innate capacities, but the ease you could have with it, you don't even understand. It's like anything. It's like learning a new language, you know, learning the language of consciousness, learning the language of choice. It's like the ease you could have with it, you don't have because you haven't been practicing enough. So what you really need to do is practice. Treat it like anything else that is valuable enough to learn that you're willing to actually put in the energy to do it. And practice choosing, and practice choosing, and practice choosing, not from will this be right or wrong. The other thing is be willing to choose wrong, okay? Be willing to choose wrongly, and be willing to...
Well, until you get to the point where you choose wrong, you actually cannot have choice.
Exactly.
Because you have to be able to choose right or wrong, not choose to be right, not choose to be wrong,
yes,
but choose to choose, period. And recognize that if you function from the yes or the no of choice, it may not turn out exactly the way you want it to, but it's going to turn out.
Let's just say it will never turn out the way you think it's going to,
yeah,
as we've said many, 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 many times in the past. And it may not turn out the way you want it to, but it will give you the chance to choose again. And the other thing is when you choose, but you don't have this, when you give yourself the freedom to just choose, whether it's right or wrong, if you make a wrong choice, quote unquote, see, in our point of view, there is no wrong choice. And, you know, I've done a lot of the stuff we're talking about as far as the limited side of this. And I've done a lot of the stuff we're talking about as far as the possibility and the ease side of this. And what I noticed was when I stopped getting over the idea that choice was either right or wrong, if I did something that didn't work out well, you know, and I said something to somebody that I shouldn't have said or whatever, you know, it's easy to remedy. You go to them and you go, hey, you know what? I am so sorry. I was wrong. What can I do to make up for the damage done? And you just change it when you don't have this insistence that you have to think yourself into the right choice and put all the parameters in a row before you choose. Then if you do something that doesn't work out well, you can just undo it and change it. If you don't, you can't.
Okay. So choose in 10-second increments. Teach yourself how to choose because you've never been taught to choose. You've been taught to get it right. So if you really want to do this and you really want to get to a different place, you have to teach yourself to choose. 10 seconds. This choice is good for 10 seconds. I'm going to walk over and smell this flower. Would you smell the flower all day long? Only if you rub it on your body and smell like a flower all day long. But how many of you want to smell like that same flower all day long? Most of you don't. You got to look for a different possibility.